Welcome to Connect to Joy. Your host, Carol DeShane, is an intuitive spiritual guide for practical matters and Marconic multidimensional energy practitioner. Her quest is to help you realize new possibilities, discover and release what holds you back, and enable you to manifest an inspired life filled with joy. Join us on this journey of transformation. Now, here's your host, Carol DeShane.
Hello, beautiful spirits. Welcome to the show. This is part two of a three-part series in finding the right fit for you. Last time it was about relationships. This one is about finding the fit for you in a job or a career. And part three is on your spirituality and finding the right fit there. Sometimes the right fit in anything you do is super obvious, and other times you simply know it is or it isn't right. While there is a difference between a job and a career, you still want to have the right fit for you. You spend so many hours there after all. Today it's all about, what do I mean by a good fit in a job or career? The difference between a job and a career, which may be obvious, but I want to make sure we're on the same page. What the wrong fit in a career might look like. How to make the decision to change your career. 5 steps to make the leap and transition into a new career. And then we'll switch over to jobs. So what the wrong fit in a job might look like. Figuring out the right fit for you in a job. 5 steps to take before changing jobs. And then I'll wrap the whole thing up. Let's start with what I mean by a good fit so we're on the same page. There are a number of different reasons why a career or job might be a good fit. You may have a great yearning to be in a specific career or field of work. A good fit means at the very least that you like what you do, or maybe even that you feel like you make a difference in the world, if that's your thing. A good fit may feel like you have great benefits. Vacation, salary, PTO time, health insurance, all that kind of stuff. The commute is doable. You don't feel bad that you may be giving up time with friends and family. You see a future where you land. You really like the people you work with. You feel fulfilled with your job or career. Like I said, there are a number of things that might make a difference to you for making it a good fit. And I know all those things together are asking a lot, but they aren't impossible. Depends on what's important to you. But next, let's look at the difference between a job and a career. It may seem obvious, but let's take a quick look anyway. A career is like a life path. It's in a specific field, generally. The field can be anything from medical, construction, law, interior design, coaching, working with animals. You get the idea. A career feels bigger than just a job, and a lot of times you spend more hours working at it. And many times a career is a step-by-step approach where you start at the bottom or maybe somewhere in the middle and work your way up, or you have to do a lot of years of schooling in order to get where you want to be, like lawyers and doctors, or I should say doctors and lawyers, because doctors spend a heck of a lot more hours than lawyers do. We think about ways to get ahead and are concerned when promotions don't come our way if we're in a career. Usually people bring their careers home with them and may even become a kind of a workaholic, taking less and less time with friends and family so they can get ahead. And they're usually kind of ambitious when you have a career because you know somewhere where you want to be. What's the ultimate goal? And a lot of people know that when they want a career. And rarely do you just sort of fall into a career. It usually has to be planned, but once in a while you might be working somewhere and think of it as just a job. And when you get promoted, all of a sudden you might go, oh, this is where I'm staying. This is my career. But a job is just that. Something you do for a set amount of time, which might be okay, but generally you're just in it to make a living and have enough money to live on. When we first start out, the job may be something we take because we just want to make money, but we don't care where we get it. If we're young, you just kind of go wherever the opportunity lies for you. And while we really want raises, unlike a career, generally we aren't all that ambitious for promotions. We might want one, but probably just because of the money. Our first job may get us stuck in the field or the type of job that we'll have for the rest of our working lives. When we go home at night, unless you need to complain about it, most of us probably leave our jobs behind. We don't worry about it all that much, unless you're extremely conscientious, which is not a lot of people these days, it seems like. Hopefully that shows at least how I see the difference between a job and a career. If you're just in it for the paycheck, it's most definitely a job. But what would be a bad fit for a career? What would that look like? So let's start with career. First, you really don't enjoy going to your workplace, and that could be a job too. You don't like the field you chose. Maybe you're a counselor and you find either right away or after a while that you really don't like listening to other people's problems. That would probably be a really bad fit. You might get burnt out easily. If you're in a service field, you don't like serving other people. Whether you're a policeman, a physician, or a customer service representative, you find it just maybe annoys you, or you just don't have the patience that maybe you should. If you're abrupt and short with people that need your assistance, that's not good. If you become overwhelmed or stressed out on a semi-regular basis, your career may not be the best fit. And these are just a few ways a career may not be your best fit. Now, if you have a career and any of these feel true to you, how can you make the decision to change where you are? And do you need to make a complete 180 and totally switch up to have maybe even a different field? Well, the answer is not necessarily. First, take a look at what doesn't work for you and what you're currently doing. If you're a doctor and you get queasy from the side of blood, it doesn't mean you have to give up all those years of medical school unless you truly want to. Maybe you can just adjust which direction you want to go. In the example of the doctor, can you maybe go into research or some other part of medicine where blood isn't actually involved? If you have a lot of time or money invested in getting you where you are in your career, looking at other options in the same field may be the best bet, but don't just settle for something similar if it doesn't make you feel good about it. Make sure you don't go from one part of the career path that isn't a good fit into a different branch that isn't a good fit either. If you realize your career path really isn't the one that's right for you, how do you make a decision which way to go, and then how do you move forward? Well, this could be about a 5 or 6 part series, so I'm just going to make it a little shorter for you. First, you need to figure out what calls out to you. What different directions might you have taken that you didn't because you took the path you did? Maybe you wanted to be some type of a counselor, but you went into medicine or construction. What other options did you look at along the way, either before you started on your career path or while you were in the middle? Or maybe you didn't actually even look at it. You just had a momentary thought of, oh, I could do that. That sounds like a good idea. And it might reoccur to you if you actually put your attention on it. For me, when I changed direction from law, research was key. So do all the Google searches you can. Google is your friend. Look up things on YouTube. And anywhere else, all the different facets of what you might be interested in might be. What goes into becoming what interests you? How much schooling might you take? How much money and time? And what do you get from the career once you immerse yourself in it? Feel into what the components are. Does anything call out to you? If you have questions or concerns, research that, either online or by asking someone in the field already. You can even look up someone on LinkedIn if you don't know anyone in the field and ask them questions. Lots of people are surprisingly happy to help. Now ask your higher self for direction. Maybe you want to do this first, but somewhere along the line, make sure you don't forget. Ask God, ask your higher self. But if you do that, by all means, as I always say, listen to whatever, not only whisperings you might hear or feelings or ideas you get, but also whatever information comes to you from the outside world. And of course, do the pros and cons in making a decision if you're a logical person. If you're changing careers completely, there'll always be different levels of fear that seep in. But don't let that stop you if the new path feels right and makes sense in every other level. So once you've done your research and made the decision, make sure you know the 5 steps you need to get from here to there, because it can be a little scary going from something you're already doing to something completely different. First step one, know the education you need to make the change and decide where you want to go to get that education. What school? Do you want to go online or in person? Or maybe you can just apprentice with someone. So know where you want. I even chose a school when I wanted to do counseling because I wanted to make sure I knew where I was headed and how much money it was going to cost. Rather than ballparking it, I wanted to know an exact amount. And speaking of money, step two, figure out where the money is going to come from for the education that you want. Sometimes you don't need to figure it out. You just need to ask the universe if you have a good connection, because I seem to do that and I seem to get the money I need. It's not one of the things that I have a major issue with in my life. I have other things I have issues with, but that one seems to come pretty easily. So make sure you figure it out. And if you don't, ask when you're talking to your higher self or for God or whichever entity you speak to and say, hey, this is what I need. Wherever it comes from, I don't care. This is what I need. And sometimes it's amazing what happens. Now, step three is how will you fit the time into your probably already busy schedule for schooling and how long will it take? So you kind of know what you're getting into. Is it night school? Is it a three-year program? I mean, what is it you want to do? And is it worth doing? How will it impact your personal life, your work life, all those things? How long will it take and how will you deal with it? Step four, be clear on any licensing, permit, or other federal, state, or local legal requirements that there may be for going into your new field. Because a lot of times there's something that you may not know about. And if it's for your own business, do you need to set up an entity like a sole proprietorship, a DBA? Do you want to be a corporation? Those are like big things, and you may need a lawyer for some of those in certain states. So just be aware of what the options are in step four. And finally, step five, know how you can transition from your current career into the new one. Will you step away gradually, working part-time at your current career, or will you quit and jump in with both feet, which could be a little scary? Now, that may really depend on if you have a family, a mortgage, or anything else you need money for, and how much in savings you have to tide you over. And make sure that if you do have a spouse, you have a long discussion with them so they know what is on your mind and what you plan on doing before you get to step five, okay? Sometimes you want to have all your lineup in a row so you can logic them into agreeing with you, and other times you just have to talk to them from the beginning and say how unhappy you are with where you are, so they're more on board with you. It depends on how you communicate and the kind of connection that you have. Now, make sure all five of the steps are clear before you make any decisions to actually take the leap. That way you'll know whether you need to look into something else a little bit more if you have any questions. Let's switch over and look at what a not so good fit in a job might look like. If you hate getting up in the morning because you have to go to work or can't wait to leave at the end of the day, your job might not be a good fit for you. If the people at your job site are unpleasant or impossible to deal with, if they're mean, cruel, nasty, whatever, they may not be fun to be around. If your boss is difficult, doesn't appreciate you, maybe ignores you, which might not be bad in some cases, or maybe they overlook you for raises or promotions, that might not be a good fit. If your commute is really long, you may want to rethink your job. If your salary or benefits are poor and you don't see any light at the end of the tunnel, might be another reason. And of course, if you hate what you do or don't feel like you make a difference, if that's important to you, it might be time to find a new position. The first thing to ask yourself, though, is if you need to change your field of work, the type of work you do in that field, or just need a different job with a similar position to what you have now. Only you can tell that, of course. But do ask yourself what type of job would feel like a good fit for you. What would you be doing? Is it what you're already doing? Or what's the difference in it? When I went from being a paralegal in a very unhappy situation, I took some time off because I could, but then I thought about what did I like about the position, because I kind of like some money coming in from that direction. And I realized there was one part of what I did that I really enjoyed. And so when I looked into doing that and I found that, I let go of all the other parts of the puzzle I didn't like, and I specialized just in one part of it. So look at what you do and how you could adjust it. Also ask yourself what type of salary would make you happy. If your position will never receive the salary you want, then you may need to look into a different field or a different position altogether. But just be, I hate to say realistic, because sometimes we put the lid on it too soon, but be aware with something, if you want $1 million, which is great, but you really don't do something that would create the million. So be sort of realistic, but also on the positive side. Ask yourself what kind of benefits you want. Look at PTO time, vacation, health insurance, you name it. Whatever benefits you want, what would be a good fit for you? What type of boss do you want? And how do you want to interact with your coworkers? Do you want a hands-on boss, or do you want someone who leaves you alone to do your job? Some people want somebody that, you know, coworkers they interact with all the time, and other people like to be alone. They want to work remotely because they don't want to deal with people like that. It depends on who you are and what works for you. And then look at the commute. Do you want no commute, so you want to work remotely, or do you not mind half an hour? Who are you and how do you feel about that? And what type of organization do you want to work for? Most people don't think of this one. The work culture. It can be really important. A big company, mid-size or smaller, and how rigid should they be with its employees? I find smaller companies and firms tend to be less rigid, with bigger ones having more rules, but sometimes having rules makes it easier and more comfortable for some. If you're in a small firm, for example, and you want to take a day off and you only have three people, you may not be able to go because the other two people are gone. But on a different, larger corporation, if you ask, maybe you just get it automatically because there's plenty of people to cover for you if need be. What about the reputation of the company and the stability? Do those matter to you? If your company had been bought out or you've been laid off in the past, that might be a really big thing for you. And how important is your work-life balance? Do you want to leave your job behind? Or think about it. How many hours do you want to work? Is regular 9 to 5? And what time of the day works best for you? What's a good fit? Figure out all of it. Some of it may not be important. I don't care. I'll work anytime. Doesn't matter. Or I'll work 10 hours a day. That's fine with me. Actually, I'd rather, because then I'll get Friday off. Whatever feels like a good fit. Really think through it. And the last one I'll mention is the possibility of promotions. Sometimes the job you're in may be as high as you can go. When I was a legal secretary, I really didn't think I could go any higher than that because they didn't have paralegals in the firm when I first started. But I could have been an office manager if they would have let me. So you kind of look at your job and see, do I want a promotion? Is it dead end? Sometimes, of course, bigger corporations and stuff, they have much more opportunity and you might be able to go laterally or up in different directions with a larger company. But look at what is the most important for you. What would make a job a good fit? And lastly, let's look at the 5 steps before changing jobs to think about. So step one is really look at your current job. What makes it a bad fit for you and why you're thinking about this now? Is there anything about your current job that you could change to make it a better fit and stay there? And what do you dislike as well as what do you like so things are clearer for you? Step two is to decide if you want the same type of position, something similar or something completely different. And know your must-haves to make a job a good fit for you. Step three is if you want something similar, check into the current climate for your job. What's the going rate for the salary? Because if you've been there 10 years, you may be wrong of what you think the going rate would be. And what type of benefits are standard? If you want something completely different, again, do as much research as you can to find out if you need more education, licenses, or permits in order to do it. Step four, get together an updated resume. And I know you know this, but write it as clearly as possible and look up other resumes on Google to see what the latest ones look like. Because for me, after 25 years in one job, when I did that, I was shocked at what the latest up-to-date resumes were looking like. They look totally different. If you need to hire someone to put it all together, then do it. It really is worth it. The hardest thing lately, if you look for a job online, is getting in the door because they have so many people sending in resumes. So writing your resume and a cover letter to slant towards what they're advertising for is kind of crucial if you really want a specific job. Using the buzzwords that they use in their advertisement will really catch their attention and help you get your foot in the door. It's not really worth it to do it for if you send out a lot of resumes, but if you find a job that really makes you go, oh, I really want that one, make sure you make that extra commitment and time because it's really worth it. And step five, lastly, do your research on the companies that you're applying for before you apply, if you can. If you did your homework and asked yourself the questions I asked earlier, finding the right company shouldn't be so hard. You'll know if it kind of fits in with what you think is the right fit. But look at each advertisement and kind of rip it apart to understand what they mean by everything they say. So you can tell going into an interview what you still need to know to find out if a job is a good fit. Even with your research, sometimes you won't know until you get there. and asking about salary seems to be the first one to ask loses. I'll just leave that with you because I don't know if that's still true, but I've heard that many, many times. So I usually don't bring it up right away if it's not in the advertisement, and a lot of times it is, so you kind of get a range. Today I've talked about how you can find the right fit in your job or your career, and I spoke about what I mean by a good fit, the difference between a job and a career, what the wrong fit in a career might look like, how to make the decision to change your career, 5 steps to make the leap and transition into a new career, and then we looked at what the wrong fit in a job might look like, figuring out the right fit for you in a job, and 5 steps to take before changing jobs. It's important to take a look at your work life and see if it is a good fit for you. We spend so many hours at our job, and usually even more if it's a career. And if it isn't the right fit for you, you might be exhausted, grumpy, discouraged, or even quick to anger. Feeling unfulfilled does not leave human beings in a happy place or make us easy to be around, unfortunately. Don't you think it's worth your time to figure out if your career or your job makes you happy? And if it doesn't, what you can do about it? If you don't look forward to your job, what would you have to adjust or change there in order to make your life more worthwhile? My next episode will be part 3 in the series, Finding the Right Fit Spiritually. And you might want to check out part 1, which is Finding the Right Fit in Relationships, which is already posted. Thank you for joining me here today. If you'd like to know more about intuitive spiritual or life or business coaching with me or Marconic's multidimensional energy, please check out my website at connecttojoy.com. Just like the show, connect2joy.com, and follow me on Instagram, also at connecttojoy. You can also subscribe to my YouTube channel, which is under my name, Carol DeShane. Until next time, be courageous and reach higher. Just take a breath and take a moment when you need it. Take 1 step at a time on your journey, get the help you need, and get out there and find your joy because you deserve it.
Thank you for listening to Connect to Joy. If you love the show, make sure you rate, review, and share this podcast. And subscribe so you never miss an episode. Contact the host, Carol DeShane, with questions and comments, ideas for future episodes, or if you would like to become a guest. And remember, transformation is a journey and not an end destination. So be kind to yourself, because you are already enough to have the joyful, limitless life that you desire.